I'm Jacob. You're currently listening to Ready Steady Go by some French band.
They're not French.
Their name's French. As heard on Full Metal Alchemist.
That's a Full Metal Alchemist.
You just heard Ultimate by Denzel Curry, Obscura by Gorguts, Uzi Gang by ASAP Ferg, Lil Uzi Vert, and Marty Baller, Paint It Black by the Rolling Stones, Minnesota, the remix, featuring Quavo, Skipa Da Flippa, and Young Thug by Lil Yachty.
Shout outs all day. And This World Is Weakening by a band whose name we cannot pronounce.
Also, you heard
Dile El Amor by Aventura.
This World Is Weakening by
a band
with an obscene name that we cannot say on the air. Thank you, FCC regulations. And then you heard The Pecan Tree by Def Heaven and Bewitched by Candlemass. That song is tight. That riff is sick.
Shout out to Bad
Dude. Shout out to Messiah Marco Loon. Is that his last name? Shout out to anyone whose first name is Messiah. All right, this has been False Entry, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5. What's good? Have a great Monday.
Woo!
Hi, this is Ian Axel, and you're listening to WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM.
Yeah. spending the nights alone, talking to yourself into an obvious Nazi machine. This is a red China Manchurian candidate machine, because I don't know how to work this machine.
this is a song the Angry Samoans wrote about the last time I saw my girlfriend. Ex-girlfriend. It goes off, I started to laugh. That's when I knew it was true. Guess I'll take the bath. There's nothing else to do. You stupid asshole. No, you're making me sick. You stupid asshole. Baby, suck my dick. One, two, I'm looking at you.
Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the ravers.
where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
One, two, three, four. Singles on the end. About playing it.
Will you close enough to look in my eyes, Sharona? Drowning in a mystery, a kiss of me, running down the length of my thighs, Sharona. Never gonna stop, give it up. Such a dirty mind, always get it up. For the top of the younger kind, my Sharona, my Sharona.
Thank you.
accordo, Christum accordo, Deum accordo, Christus eterna, Christus eterna.
Deum pro nobis,
Deum pro nobis,
misere nobis,
misere nobis,
eram et pacem,
eram et pacem,
fie pro nobis,
fie pro nobis,
misere nobis,
misere nobis.
Can you tell if the surfaces in this kitchen are crawling with bacteria that could cause chronic arthritis? Listen. Can't, can you? You can't see it either. Wash surfaces, utensils, and hands frequently with soapy water while preparing food, especially when handling raw meats or eggs. Raw food may contain bacteria that can make you very sick, or worse. 1 in 6 Americans will get sick from food poisoning this year, and roughly 3,000 will die. But you can keep your family safer by cleaning with soap and water as you go. Learn more about this and other important information. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. That's foodsafety.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
You want to get up and say goodbye. I'll see him next weekend is what I said, but thankfully the part of my head that understands the value of moments slapped the part of my head that would choose an extra hour of sleep over an extra year of life and then insisted that I put on a pair of pants and go downstairs. The longer that you live, the more of these moments you have. You know, the ones that seem to contain within them every emotion that you have ever known. Moments that when their whirlwind has subsided, the way that you have been living up to that point is permanently altered, relegated to the memory department, and thereafter described in sentences that begin with phrases like, when I was still in high school, before I started working nights, when the kids were small, prior to that episode with a Monica, and so on. After this moment has passed, the part of our life that preceded it will be referred to in paragraphs that begin with the phrase, before Lauren went to college. He was born in the second floor bedroom of a rented house in rural Maine that featured such rustic amenities as cold running water and a two-seater outhouse. At the moment of his birth, he wore the face of an ancient. He looked like an old sage who was arriving to take care of some special business that could not be trusted to underlings. I am sitting in the chair in the living room. I am surveying. Lauren and his mother are taking care of last-minute packing, and it feels deceptively like he is being prepared for a weekend in the country. His sister is getting up slowly. The big goodbye moment is imminent. When I was younger, these moments came and went, and I assembled their significance and magnitude in retrospect, quite often years later. But I am all here for this one. I am running my fingers over 100 snapshots in my mind of our 18-year relationship, each one significant because it represents a key moment of growth for one or both of us. Moments that collectively have conspired to bring us, whether I am emotionally prepared or not, to this one. I ask him to play the Beethoven piece on the piano that he has filled our home with daily for the past year. He is nervous. This is making it too real. He mutilates the piece. It is the most beautiful thing I have ever heard. I am crying. He hugs his sister. She is crying and goes upstairs. His mother waits till he is in the car, then looks at me as if to say that my lack of composure is a direct threat to her role as emotional empress of the family. She wells up, reclaiming her title, and we laugh, cry. She grabs a bottle of Motrin off the counter, saying that the entire contents might be enough to get her through this day. We laugh, cry again, and they are gone. I sit in the chair and marvel at how alive I am. I am the alivest person on earth. There is so much complex emotional electricity running through me that I could probably start my car by sticking my finger in the ignition. I am squeezing the final seconds out of one of those moments that defies you to question the meaning of life. I can hear this moment saying, if you can actually muster up the massive amount of ignorance necessary to raise the question of life's meaning during a moment that has placed you among the most alive people on Earth, I am afraid there is not much I can do for you. I am having a very full life. I have been fortunate enough to have had countless exhilarating moments on stage, you know, like this one. Moments so powerful that during them, I actually have felt removed from the constraints of time. I have had moments of such dreamy euphoria during the composing of certain pieces that it has occurred to me at these times that I might possibly be reversing the aging process. This seems to be balanced off nicely by the acceleration of the process that takes place during the composing of the crappy songs. In any case, I know how lucky I am. What I am realizing, which some part of me has known all along, is that these highs that have to do with music are great, but all of them put together would not be permitted to sit at the same table with the moment that I have shared with you here today. I am going to stop short of actually thanking the people in the music business who have overlooked me with impressive consistency. With impressive consistency throughout the years, sarcasm being one of my most enjoyable but less enviable qualities. But had I spent the past 10 years primarily on the road, the depth of my experience today would have been diminished in a very profound way. And any behavior on the part of any person that directly or indirectly contributed to my being able to drink so deeply of life is worthy of some thanks. Take care of your special business, old sage. It has been a privilege to help raise you. You are one of the most remarkable human beings I have ever known. There will be other moments for us. Thank you for this one.
WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio.
I don't know what we're yelling about!
Well, Billy, they don't need a real dance floor. They just scatter some straw and then they get a trombone to wail. A Dixabilly, see them grooving, really moving. Man alive and hands are jiving. Dixabilly, take a honky tonk piano played in a southern manner. Make it rock with a northern beat. A Dixabilly, why? Them strutting and kicking in feet, doing the chicken. No one leaves till the rooster crows. A Dixabilly. Dixabilly, Dixabilly,
wanna know.
I wanna know if you can get the love. Can you get the love? I wanna know if you can get the love. I wrecked Electro with a mixed emotion. All the good times we used to have. But you were making preparations for the coming separation. And you blew everything we had. You base your love on credit. And your loving days are dull. Church you sign with love and kisses. Made a comeback sign. Insufficient fault. Can you get to that? I wanna know if you can get to that. Can you get? Can you get?
Can you get?
I wanna know if you can get to that.
And your loving days are done. Checks you sign with the loving kiss a later comeback shine. Insufficient fun, y'all get to that.
Can you get to that?
I wanna know.
I wanna know if you can get to that.
Someday, a friend may offer you a chance to visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong, they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dope.